The U.S. Supreme Court has just paved the way for a Seattle concrete company to sue the union representing its workers. As KUOW's Monica Nicholsberg reports, the local dispute could have nationwide implications.
The lawsuit brought by Glacier Northwest against the local Teamsters union boils down to one question. How far does the legally protected right to strike go? Glacier says that right didn't apply to its drivers when they walked off the job with concrete still spinning in their trucks. The Supreme Court agreed, allowing Glacier to sue the Teamsters rather than letting the National Labor Relations Board settle the dispute. Still, Jamie Fleming of the Teamsters Local 174 is pleased that the ruling stayed narrowly focused on this case.
This decision doesn't even come close to being a worst-case scenario for us. So that's why, ultimately, this is about as good a loss as you could hope to receive.
But some labor leaders worry the ruling will make it easier for employers to sue when they lose money from a strike. In a statement, Glacier Northwest celebrated the ruling, which it says provides legal clarity for employers. Monica Nicholsberg, KUOW News.